According to recent research, 44% of secondary school teachers say that the COVID pandemic has hit oracy skills in a negative way in the classroom. Therefore, there's an opportunity to look at different ways that pupils can be engaged with and also the wider school community. And one of those opportunities is the use of podcasting. Podcasting for students enables and encourages pupils to confidently express themselves verbally and to demonstrate improved conversational language. Also, it reduces that passive element in classrooms by asking learners to engage with the podcast. We're recording this podcast using the SoundBranch app from School Jotter. It's an easy-to-use podcasting method that relies on short voice notes that can then be stitched together to create an overall podcast. From a teacher's point of view, using SoundBranch fits very nicely into the TPAC methodology. TPAC suggests that technical knowledge, pedagogical knowledge and content knowledge are important when making decisions around the use of technology in the classroom. One of the great benefits of SoundBranch is that it's very similar to using apps such as Voice Notes, TikTok and Snapchat that students use all day, every day. This overcomes one of the potential drawbacks of trying to get students to speak up in front of class. They no longer need to. They can use their phone and just record as and when it suits them. These can then be added to the overall podcast. For maximum impact of using SoundBranch, using the TPAC methodology requires teachers to have the technical knowledge, the pedagogical knowledge, and also to have good quality content, which combined will receive the highest maximum impact of the usage. SoundBranch is an opportunity for voice-based social media. It's social podcasting, and it provides an intimacy that's often missing from text-based communication. Later in the podcast series, we'll be interviewing Sean Gilligan, the founder of School Jotter, and understand from him how he sees the next steps in the development of the app and what it could achieve are. Podcasting in schools has the great advantage of being cool and being part of the general zeitgeist. Students can contribute to something they feel directly connected to, as well as the overall school voice and tone. From interviewing teachers and educational experts, it's apparent that certain students come to life when the opportunity to involve technology is used during their teaching. Others, who may normally be quiet, see it as an opportunity to finally speak up without being embarrassed. If you'd like to find out more about how to podcast in schools, then please use the email address contact@schoolspodcasting to speak to us directly here at the team, or visit the School Jotter website to find out more. Podcasting in schools democratises creation, and it's an opportunity for students to voice their opinions. There's endless possibilities with a voice-based format. Essentially, you're creating a cartoon in which each artist is a student and each student is an artist. All teachers will have had pupils that are non-verbal in the classroom, but very verbal when they are with their friends outside of a classroom environment. A podcast is an opportunity to engage those pupils to see what their view on different subjects might be that they wouldn't normally speak up about. At School Jotter, we believe that podcasting in the classroom is a massive opportunity for educational establishments. It helps oracy, it helps confidence, and it also increases the bond between the school environment, teachers, and their pupils. Please contact us to find out more.